Warning. According to the Surgeon General, women should not drink alcoholic beverages during pregnancy because of the risk of birth defects. Consumption of alcoholic beverages impairs your ability to drive a car or operate machinery and may cause you to become confused as to what liquids you should drink and liquids that you shouldn't, such as liquids with volatile sensitivity to changes in temperature and or pressure, liquids that require two mechanical seals to stay put, non-lubricating liquids that produce gases and or solids that may or may not be abrasive, liquids that are seriously goddamn sensitive to agitation, liquids that react with each other to form a solid, which is an absolute nightmare, take it from Sick Puppy, or limitlessly lubricating liquids a nightmare at the other end of the spectrum. Take it from Spoon. And lastly, anything at all consumed by the boys at
shouldidrinkthat.com.
Hey, everybody, this is Sick Puppy.
This is the Most Reverend Father Spoon.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Coming at you with episode 52 for shouldidrinkthat.com.
Or even if it's crap.
We drink it.
So you don't have to.
Now,
anniversary.
Anniversary show. A little late, but we're here.
Yes, it's our third year anniversary.
Teaspoon abides, so we're a little late on the recording.
It's all good. I can't believe I just said it's all good. I've been dying to drink more beers and to get in front of a microphone.
Yeah, dude, you've been on a hiatus, man.
Well, the whole time that that we've had on it, I haven't really had a chance to drink at all because he was hooked up to the heart-lung monitor, which he's now off.
Yeah, you're on Teaspoon's schedule now. Oh, nice. Congrats, man.
Thank you. Yes, he's
your boy is now wireless.
Yeah, he's a wireless Teaspoon. I'm so happy to get that damn thing off him, though, because when it would go off, it was like a loud screeching sound.
Like a smoke alarm?
That's like 10 times louder.
Nice.
It's like sitting underneath.
Well, that's a good thing, really.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So we can hear it. I mean, that's the whole purpose of it. But yeah, he's off that now.
And your neighbors.
Which I don't have. I currently don't have any neighbors.
Oh, that's right.
Thank God.
Sweet.
So we got some beers.
Yes, we do. And right off the bat, dude, I want to thank our buddy Olo.
Olo.
For losing the Super Bowl bet.
Yes, so I would like to thank the Pittsburgh Steelers for winning the Super Bowl. Thank God Almighty, Santonio Holmes caught that ball in the end zone.
So we had a little Super Bowl bet.
And we won.
With our buddy Olo, a listener, and a good buddy of mine from over at homebrewtalk.com. And he challenged us. Beer trade for whoever wins.
Simple trade. You know, it's... You send us beers, we send you beers.
Yeah, well, we said simple trade, but he went above and beyond, man.
Like most homebrewers and craft brewers,
that's right.
Craft brew fans
beer
do
lovers,
anyways,
yeah.
There's always that level of, okay, yeah, you know, here's the bet, but they always go above and beyond. And so, that's why we love the community that we belong to.
And Olo, if you're listening to this right now, we're going to try and get through all these beers, but you know what you sent us. I don't know if we're going to make it, brother.
We're going to try.
But you ready to start with the first one, man?
Sure.
Let's get this rolling, brother. Let me get the butt plug / bottle opener.
That's what I was looking for. There's so much black around here that everything blends together.
Yeah, you're at Sick Puppy's house, dude. I'm only wearing black until they come out with something darker.
Yours is actually more of a brownish. Has it just been washed so many times?
Yes, it's faded. So, Spoon, you want to tell the folks about the first beer while I pour them?
You're going to have to help me with the name on this.
Oh, yeah. Because
there's no way I'm going to get it right.
It's Cardillera.
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 Oh, there we go. That's easier. Blanca or White Mountains. There we go. Hey, loosely translated to English, is the newest addition to the, Sonoran Brewing
Line? Sonoran.
Sonoran
Brewing.
I guess it's just how.
Yeah,
it's
Sonoran.
That's my accent, I guess. My eerie accent. You butcher everything. Brewing line of products. This white chocolate ale is light, refreshing, and completely unique. Like most fine chocolates of this brew, has a delicate aroma and a subtle taste of white chocolate that is truly astonishing.
Now, this gets a C+ on Beer Advocate overall, but it only has 6 reviews, so...
If it's really astonishing, wouldn't it be higher? I guess it's just a person tasting it.
It's the marketing department. And like you said, this beer is brought to you by the Sonoran Brewing Company's brewery at the Pinnacle Peak Patio Steakhouse. Say that fast.
Pinnacle Peak Patio.
The Pinnacle Peak Patio. At 10426 East Yomax or Jomax Road, Scottsdale, Arizona, 85255.
Yale.
You ready to try this, dude?
Yeah, let's give this one a shot.
Hmm.
Ooh, it's cloudy.
Sonoran Brewing Company since 1996.
That actually looks like a... Wow, that looks like a looks like a wheat.
Yeah, it's like a white chocolate ale.
Ooh, smells good, though.
They did say...
Oh, wow, dude.
It was a delicate aroma and subtle taste, so let's see.
Oh, this aroma's good.
Is it?
It smells like white chocolate. Ooh.
Oh, my God, it
does. That smells really good.
Oh, it's like, you know how you just unwrap a chocolate bar and get that whiff of that chocolate?
Oh, yeah.
You unwrap the that's exactly what it really smells good. Like. Oh, that's amazing. Not much of a head on mine.
Hmm.
What do you think, dude?
Wow, it's really carbonated. Ooh. It's seriously carbonated. Wow. I'm not sure about that.
Wow, that is carbonated. Ooh. And wow, to me, that's white chocolate.
Oh, yeah.
C plus. Wow. Damn. I'm going to have to review this on DA.
Yeah, we're going to have to definitely take a look at some of those other ones, too, because I don't see this getting a C plus.
Wow.
I like this beer.
So do I, but you know what? This comes in a bomber bottle, 22-ouncer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure I could do a whole bomber in one sitting.
I think it's too sweet for a full
bomber. Yeah, I agree. I'm glad we're splitting this bottle, but it's delicious. Mm-hmm. I don't mean to take anything away from it.
I just wish the carbonation was down on it.
I like that.
I'm not a big fan of it. It's like a, it's almost like a seltzer water carbonation.
Yeah. And even on the, you mentioned the pronunciation of this beer earlier.
Yeah.
The Cardillera.
Cardillera.
Cardillera Blanca. Right on the bottle it says, hard to pronounce, but easy to drink.
There, I've been justified. I've been vindicated.
So you're not alone there, Spoon.
Huh.
Hell, I don't even know if I'm saying it right. I think I am.
You know what?
Did a little phonetic thing.
There is an unfortunate resemblance here to Coors Light if you look at the mountains on there.
Yeah, don't insult them like that. This is a really good beer.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying, you know, of all labels, you had to kind of go for the same design of a. It reminds me of Coors Light.
Hey, what about my Mount Hood?
That's a single mountain, though.
All right, I'll give you that.
This is like a whole whole collection of mountains. This is, I mean, I dig their logo, though, for the brewing company. It looks...
It almost looks like a biker tattoo.
It does. Drinking locally has never tasted so good since 1996.
We'll put up a link to the website and some pictures of the bottle and everything for all you peeps.
Yeah, it's not bad. I like this one. C plus, please.
Yeah, I'm going to have to read some of those reviews like front to back and see why they gave it a lower score. But again, dude, it's only 6 reviews.
Yeah,
I think the more reviews you get, that'll change. Hmm.
Well, plus, also, it's, I mean, it has technically aged a little bit, too. That we've had, we don't know if these people had it, you know, fresh out of the tap. Well, actually, if it came out fresh out of the taps, holy shit. That'd be a damn good beverage. Mm. I would get into trouble if I found this on tap somewhere.
It's a great dessert beer.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
You know what I think would really go good with this? And I hate the food pairing thing, you know that? But it just popped into my head. Apple what? Pie.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
Apple pie and this, dude.
And not that shit you get a Giant Eagle. Yeah. We're talking like grandma's.
I think that's why I think of that, because, like, you know, a lot of people put vanilla ice cream on their apple pie or with it. Damn.
Yeah, you lactose tolerant people. Keep it up.
Yeah, sorry, brother.
One of these days.
I drank that milk stout last night just for you.
You know what? I did have a weakness, though, when I noticed. I was picking up when we were holding Teaspoon and we're, you know, hanging around him so much, as I started to get a sweet tooth, which I've never had. So Lushy went out and she bought a small pint of Ben and Jerry's. I was like, you know what, just let me get a taste of that. It was the chocolate brownie mix, whatever the hell it is. So I had some of it. I'm like, that was pretty good.
Yeah.
Next thing I know, I finished her pint.
Nice, dude.
She was not happy.
It may be good ice cream, but I won't support them tree hugging hippies, but.
Well, you know what?
That's me. You know me.
I had the worst stomach ache, though. I mean, it was a pint of ice cream, but I was in pain, but it was so good.
I'm sure it's good.
So now I'm starting to get a sweet tooth, which is pissing me off because I always brag, I don't have a sweet tooth.
This beer should be perfect for you right now.
That's why I think I'm loving this so much.
Hmm.
Yeah, I'm that jerk that...
That bad boy is carbonated.
Yeah, when we go out to dinner, everyone's like, don't you want a piece of pie? Don't you want some cake? I'm like, no, I'd rather just have like
a... Yeah, I'm always the no guy when it comes to dessert.
I'm always the guy who goes, so can I get like another appetizer or salad or something? I don't eat ice cream.
Can I get another beer?
Yeah. Can I get another dessert beer? I'll have that.
Cheers, brother.
Oh, cheers.
Tits and ass.
So 3 years.
Yeah, 3 years, dude. Can you believe it?
Who would have thought?
Damn.
I made a blog post about this on the day of our anniversary, and I was saying that when we started the show, we didn't think this was going to go 3 years. I know we said that last year. We didn't think it was going to go 2 years and all that, but honestly, it's true. We did this just for the hell of it.
It's amazing, and because of our fan base, I'm flattered, man.
Yeah, we definitely want to thank everyone for all your support over the 3 years, and usually... Whoa.
Nice one.
There's a carbonation.
There's a carbonation coming back.
And usually we try to make some big announcement or whatever. I don't have the new site done yet because we had problems with the template and I had to redo everything. So we're not launching a new website yet, but there will be a new site. We're adding more stuff to the store. We're actually going to probably have a new store. And lots of cool things are coming up. We do have something really big, but we can't talk about it yet.
Yeah, we got to hush on that.
We got to bite our tongues because the promotional stuff hasn't been printed yet, and it's not officially official, but it is official. But let's just put it this way: we're going to be edumacating some of yins, and that's all I'm going to say.
That's right, brother.
To a vast audience of probably more people than downloads our show, steady listeners, I should say.
Yeah,
but
we get at least to me, it's an impressive amount, enough to keep me going. I'll tell you that. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, last I checked, we were over 350,000 overall downloads, which, pat on our backs. We're pretty proud of that. And we're going to toot our own horn because this is our show, and if you don't like it, get your own fucking show.
Eat a bullet.
So, yeah, it's going back to this beer. It's pretty damn tasty.
Oh, I know, dude.
I like this.
I just kind of want to sit here and finish this and relax, but we have a show to do.
I don't know if I'd give it an A, but it would be pretty high B+.
Yeah, I'm going to have to... I am sick puppy on Beer Advocate, so check out my review here coming within the next week or so, I would imagine.
And also, if you're looking, I do have Spoon on there, but since some other person took the regular spelling of Spoon, mine's S-P-U-H-N.
I wondered about that. I never asked you about that.
Spoon.
I just thought you were being creative.
I started that years ago, I think, because somebody had it on Yahoo. And I wanted to
Spoon.
I wanted to sign up for fantasy baseball the 1 year and fantasy hockey. I'm like, shit, my name's taken. I don't want to use Father Spoon, because if the show ever went away, I'm like, that's not going to make any sense. So I just went with Spahoon.
Nice, dude.
And that's the sound you make when you say my name with the hiccups.
Spahoon.
Spahoon. See? Yeah, clever like that.
That's right, brother. All right, let's go rinse our glasses out, brother, and get on to the next beer, man. We got a shitload to do on this show, friend.
Let's get going.
All right, Spoon, beer glasses are rinsed. Has your palate recovered from the...
The deliciousness of the white chocolate.
White chocolate? That was a great beer, man.
Mr. Randall Watson has been sexual chocolate.
Nice.
I love coming to America.
So this is a little late for Cinco de Mayo. Before we get started, Spoon, I do want to give a shout-out and congratulations to the two beer queers.
A shout-out.
Just a couple nights ago, prior to this recording, they were on a local Hawaiian talk show seen around the world, streaming live on the internet, the Andy Bumatai Show.
Bumatai.
Got an interview about the Two Beer Queers and what they're all about, and there's a lot of people in the chat room, and they were having a good old time, so I'm proud of them, man. They did a great job.
Yeah, my feed was a little wonky that night. I couldn't really get a decent feed going, but I know that was probably because of my wireless network at home.
It was a lot of fun, man. It was kind of whack because I didn't think it was going to go on. The air conditioning unit leaked water all over the recording equipment for the Andy Bumatai show, so they ended up with two cameras, or maybe it was one, in the green room at a table. It was done kind of ghetto, but it was great.
Oh, that's funny.
It was really, really cool.
It's not funny, but it is funny.
Yeah, it's funny. Leave up to the two beer queers to destroy a set when they show up.
Man, and I hope they never make it to Pennsylvania.
Actually, I hope they do. That'd be kick ass.
Yeah, but you won't have anywhere else to live.
Yeah, that's true.
You can use Teasman's Nursery.
Thanks, dude. Well, yeah, I just want to give them a real quick shout out. They did a great job. And if you haven't checked out the two beer queers, it's twobeerqueers.com with T-W-O, not the number two.
We'll have a link to those guys. Those guys are great, though. I mean, it's... We talk to them all the time now on TalkBox, and they're just two generally great guys.
I'm actually surprised at all the good beer they get in Hawaii, man. I think they get shit. And some of it's cheaper than we get in PA from the States.
Ugh.
Yeah, no, that drives me nuts.
Well, they're already up to episode 21. I think last time we talked about them, they were 14.
Yeah, they're cranking
like
them
that.
Out, dude.
Yeah, they're doing a good job. The production quality is really good on that, too.
Yeah, they just got an HD camera, too, so they've upgraded. Ooh. All right, enough about the Two Beer Queers. This is our show, damn it.
The non-Two Beer Queers.
Yeah. As I was saying, well, they're not queer. They're queer for beer.
Yes.
As I was saying, before the little Two Beer Queer shout out there, that we kind of missed Cinco de Mayo. I know it's our, we have a show out usually on May the 5th, but, you know, due to family circumstances and whatnot lately.
And the fact that it is our anniversary, so we usually do a show for Cinco de Mayo, or Maya, or whatever the hell you want to call it.
I'm not a really big fan of that holiday anyway, Spoon.
Americanized holiday.
Yeah. It's not even our war, damn it. But anyway.
But it's a reason to drink.
Jesus. Just, you know, Olo was kind enough to actually send us this. It wasn't even on purpose. He sent us a Mexican barley wine.
Ooh, a Mexican barley wine?
Yep, from the Cerveza Cucapa out of Baja California.
Damn, you got the whole Spanish thing down.
You like that?
Yeah.
And I guess in 2002, they opened the doors to one of the first microbreweries in Mexico.
Oh, wow.
Brewery of Baja California. After 3 years of planning the brew pub in the city of Mexicali, Baja, Mexico, was open, a bar where the beer of the house was elaborated. The concept was simple, pleasant, ambient, and quality fresh beer. They do a lot of artisan beers, like anything from like a Belgian to a barley wine, that kind of thing. And what we have here is a Cerveza Cucapá.
Cerveza. See, every time I see the word cerveza, I always get like my stomach churns.
I know. Cucapá.
I know it's a mental thing, but seriously, whenever I see that, it's like,
I'm just excited to try a barley wine from Mexico. To me, that was just odd.
Now, is this swine flu tested so that it's okay to drink?
Oh.
I'm just
asking.
Let
us stay current with the talk there, Spoon. I didn't even think of that.
It's the latest buzzword on Twitter.
It's swine wine.
Swine wine. That's fantastic. It's swine wine.
Hey, maybe that'll give me a reason to call off work tomorrow.
You do look a little...
Sorry, boss. I'm a little flaccid from the swine...
I had swine flu
the
wine.
The swine wine.
Swine wine flu. Ale. There you go. You need to brew that.
All right, I'm going to open this bad boy, let all the germs out.
This English-style barley wine has a dark reddish mahogany color, rich, thick entry leads to a very sweet molasses and chocolate-covered citrus flavors. Wow, two chocolates in a row.
Wow,
finishes with a mild, bittering hop fade. Oh, my God. Well, it definitely looks like a barley wine. It
smells like one, too, dude.
Oh, man. You know our history with barley wines, people.
Here you go, man. It's a big-ass bottle, so you pour it out on yourself, bro.
Looks like I'm drinking wine here.
It's got a good head to it, that's for sure. Dark amber color. Some good bubbles. Dude, it's got that distinct barley wine smell to it, bro. So we shall see.
Well, there's still some left in here, too.
Yeah, big-ass bottle.
Oh, that does smell like a barley wine. Doesn't Holy it? Shit.
Yeah.
It's actually not bad. It's like a pleasant barley wine smell, whereas some of the other ones have been really pungent for us. Hmm.
What do you think?
Oh, I'm ready to try this.
Cheers, right. Brother.
Tits and ass. Hmm. Damn.
Definitely got that barley wine twang to it.
The twang.
You can definitely tell it's true to style there.
I actually like this one.
Ooh, so do I. It doesn't have that normal bite to it that I hate on some of the barley ones.
Wow, leave it to Mexico to make a barley wine that we like.
Yeah, it's good, man. I wish I could get the other ones. They make about six other beers, it looks like. A classic, a light, a honey. Looks like a triple, obscura, and a pale ale.
Wow, they're right about that hop fade. That's a great way to explain
that. Yeah, I think that's why I like it. It's perfect.
Wow.
You get the hops, and then it just... dissipates
well,
real quick.
Well, the sweetness of the molasses is like
sitting
right on your
palate. I get the molasses,
palate.
Yeah. Kind of coats your tongue a little bit.
Mmm. Oh.
Yeah, I'm impressed.
I do. I want some more of this.
See, I think all the barley wines we try, we can't get in this area. And it's probably the ones I like.
Yeah.
All the ones we get in the area, it's probably the ones I hate.
Wow. Yeah, don't let the state of Pennsylvania find out about this, or otherwise you know, the state store might get this in, sort of jacking up the price. And they might go, hey, look, there's a wine.
Actually, pour me a little more of that spoon. Yeah, well, I can't believe I just said that about a barley wine. Yeah, save some for yourself, bro.
Well, man, that is, wow.
What did you get out of the aroma? Is that molasses? Is that what you're
I'm
getting
the sweetness from that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hmm. I'm impressed, man.
I'm really digging. That's 10%.
You know, I don't know how long Olo's been sitting on this beer, if at all. I do want to thank him again. I mean, that was...
There's nothing wrong with aging a barley wine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly. That's why I actually brought that
up.
Oh, wow.
This is great.
Hmm.
Oh, I like this.
So one-of-a-kind Mexican ale, this beer was carefully crafted to be the first Mexican barley wine. Hmm. Since its conception, it has been rated as the best beer that Mexico has ever produced.
You know what? This is a great way to for a celebration show like that we're having right now.
Oh, yeah,
this is a great beer to have.
Thanks, Olo. Cucapa, or Cucapa.
Cucapa.
Cucapa. Barley wine has a rich dark color and a full body, like you said, and complex malt flavor with a hint of hops.
Oh, Jesus. Hmm. This is delicious. The more I have of it, I'm like, I'm picking up other. This is why you can't do samples of a barley wine like this, because every taste I've had,
it's different.
Yeah, there's
something more out of it.
Out of it.
Oh my God, there's a town in California called Calexico.
Calexico.
Like wow. California, Mexico together. That's
it's like Pennsylvania.
I digress there. Yeah.
I'm not getting the citrus though that it's that they have in the description for it.
Yeah, I think that. Kind of brings some of like the tartness to it.
I think for me the molasses is kind of
to me that's prominent. Yeah.
Oh man, that's like a nice warm feeling in my stomach right now.
But I do like the fact that you get the hops at the end, and it's not overpowering at all.
Yeah, this wow. Now this is unique. That should be the branding for this.
I love having beers like this. So people send more. It's not just I don't mean the beer style or anything we're doing right now. It's just. Beers we can't get that are this incredible. All right, Spoon. I'm thoroughly impressed with this beer. I don't know what more I can say about it, man.
Speaking of yeasties, I was...
Go ahead. I was just going to pimp the website. Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. Pimp the website quick.
I was going to talk about the history of this brewery, but it's extensive and it's very long. But it's definitely worth a read. I didn't want to take up time on the show because I know we only do an hour here. But I encourage you to go check it out. It's a great story, a little bit of history, you know, the brewery in Mexico. It is cucapa.com/ENG for English.
English.
/ Historia, HISTORIA .html. We'll post that in the show notes.
Yeah, if you're in front of your computer, you know, go to the easy clicks and it'll be there for you.
And I highly encourage you to read up on it and check it out. It's a really cool story, man.
So last night, as I was last night was the first night that Lushy was gone with Teaspoon. They're for those of you that don't know, they were going away for a few days, going
right
back to her homestead, go see some family. So that means I had a bachelor weekend in the middle of the week. So last night, as I'm getting ready for
AKA drunk,
yeah. Since I haven't had really that many beers since in fact, right before Teaspoon was born. Last night I was going down to the beer cellar to see what I had because I was getting my drink on. I was getting my drink on and I was playing Mario Kart.
Attaboy.
So I'm down there and I'm looking through all my stuff and then I realized I found the bottle that I don't know why I keep misplacing it. And every time I see it, I think of you. It's that bottle of Beelzebuth.
Oh, you still have that?
You should see the yeast in the bottom of
that
thing.
Oh, dude, bring that over. I want that thing. That's going to be aged perfectly by
that
now.
That is, let's see, we did that for, I think it was episode 8.
Oh, yeah, dude, that's old, man.
Back at the... That was a Jekyll and Hyde.
Would have been
show.
Better if it wasn't in the fridge, but I want to try that. I love that beer.
Oh, let me
so
tell you,
much.
I saw that my eyes got really big.
Like, dude, I'm a homebrewer. Don't fear the sludge.
Either that, or you know, we'll save it for our 5th anniversary.
Unless those are chunks of protein in the bottom of that thing, then it's not good.
They're like
white little, flaky things.
No, they're balls.
Oh,
balls. Put balls.
My
in your
beer
mouth.
Has balls.
Unlike
I'm gonna have to look at that, but yeah.
Unlike the caffeinated beer. Who says that they give you balls?
Yeah. I'd rather drink balls soda.
Yeah, so I was impressed with the stash that I actually had. Because it's, you know... When
see the reward you get when you age your beers?
Well, that's the other thing is I found a bottle of chocolate from Southern Tier was
nice,
down there.
Man.
But I realized that people were giving us beers gifts. So I had this big surplus of beer. I'm like,
oh,
I got
to
do something.
Oh, tell me
about
it. I've been waiting you to come back to the show. I've been sitting all these freaking beers.
So let me tell you, I got my drink on with that, and I passed out pretty damn quick in Tiki Chat.
Yeah, you did.
But I woke back up, and I had another beer, and everything was fine. Actually, I took two naps last night, but I digress. But I have to tell you, doing drunken Mario Kart is like the best thing in the world. Like
drunk, virtual drunken driving.
It was. It was great because I got to throw shit at people and run my car into a wall. And...
I would have cried a little. It would have reminded me of my youth. On my way, at home. Throwing beer bottles at the cart. Again, man.
This is good beer.
This cheers goes out to Olo.
Well, that was a nice
thank
clink.
You, brother. Yeah.
Definitely, dude. Thank you so much for these beers.
I know this was a bet, Olo, and I'm speaking to you directly now. But we got to send you something, bro. This is
great.
Very generous.
All right, enough bullshit. Let's finish these beers.
All right, brother. Yeah, we wanted to get him on the show, but due to time restrictions and shit, it just didn't happen.
And
but,
time zone difference.
And we will, I think, in the future. If not here, I'm going to have him on Should I Brew That, maybe.
There you go.
ShouldIBrewThat.com.
Hey, while you're at it, talk about what you're doing with your site.
Yes. First two episodes are up if you haven't checked it out. I have a video ready to be released that gives you an overall viewing of kind of like a really quick rundown and easy step-by-step. Here's how we homebrew with a basic kit. Me and my co-host Shane Tarek. Decided to brew a Canadian ale that day out of just a basic brewer's best kit, just to show all the beginners out there how easy it is, man.
I have to admit, Shane has one hell of a playoff beard going on right now.
Yeah, he does, man. He's got the hockey
going. Holy shit, he can grow facial hair like that. Damn. And I saw him like a month or so ago, and there wasn't anything there. Now man. I'm like, holy shit, that guy's like a woolly mammoth growing that thing. Love you, Shane.
Attaboy. Yeah, we're going to release that here soon, and definitely give some feedback on it, and let us know what you want to see.
I saw the early version of that, and let me tell you, dude, your video
quality
is awesome.
Yeah, you got a little sneak peek, man. Thank you. You like my editing skills?
Mad skills.
Mad skills, brother. So we're probably going to post that, and then maybe on show three we'll kind of go over that and a few other little things. But I guess what Spoon was getting at here is I'm also doing a complete site redesign. Getting a little tired of that blog format. It's still going to be a blog.
But it won't look style. Like a blog.
Yeah, right.
A blog that doesn't look like a blog is any
other
blog. A
little bit better of a template, man, yeah.
Wow, dude.
Stepping it up, people.
I could sit here all night and drink this.
I know, dude.
Oh, man.
Incredible. But anyway, that's what's going on with Should I Brew That. Yeah, I look forward to that. I hope you're tuning in. And, you know, nobody ever gets enough feedback, man. So definitely leave me some feedback. Leave us some feedback here at SADT as well.
This beer's as good as sex.
I know, man. Let's take a little break. I really want to enjoy this beer, and we'll come back, dude. How's that?
That, you know what? That sounds fine to me, because I'm going to sit back and savor this one. No one wants to hear my beergasm.
So, oh, man, we're back. We chilled a little bit.
That was a great
enjoyed
beer.
That friggin' beer. Had to pause. Through the power of editing, you didn't catch that.
What we did is exactly how you should appreciate that beer.
Oh,
you
sit
down with
back,
some friends and
relax,
enjoy.
Bullshit.
Holy shit, was that good.
Talk about old times. But, Spoon.
Yes.
Our next beer.
And you're not talking about my ass, right?
No.
Okay.
I'm not going to spoon you, no. Our next beer is a far cry in style from what we just had, man.
All right.
We had the white chocolate ale.
Right.
A barley wine.
With chocolate.
With chocolate and molasses.
Molasses.
The next beer we have is the Port Brewing Hop 15 Ale.
Oh. You know what's funny about molasses? And I totally forgot to even bring this up. Actually, I was thinking of it when we were sitting back and enjoying these while we weren't recording. Every time I hear the word molasses, all I keep thinking of is, I'm going to barbecue your ass in molasses. I'm smoking the Bandit.
Nice.
I don't know why. Every time I hear that, just hear
speaking beautiful. Of Smokey and the Bandit, it's probably old news by the time the show comes out, but yeah. Dom DeLuise, rest in peace, man.
Smokey and the Bandit 2.
That and Cannonball Run and all the older shit that the young kids won't even know. But
so was he sick or anything or what? I wasn't expecting.
I don't know, man.
We had that in our death pool all the time.
A lot of people are like, dude, I thought he was already dead. Yeah.
Well, I know he was losing weight and stuff, too.
Yeah, I kind of grew up with him, you know, in his early comedy years and shit.
Oh, he was great. He was a awesome. Great guy.
Yeah.
It's definitely a, you know.
Sadly missed, man.
A big loss to the the film community there. He was a great guy.
So Dom, the Hop 15 Ale, this one's dedicated to you, man.
Yeah. You
Thanks
know
for all the memories, brother.
What the hell? Yeah, let's dedicate this one to Dom.
Fork Brewing, Hop 15 Ale. You want to tell the peeps a little bit about this? And dude, when I research this beer, that again, this is another one from Olo. Thanks again. The way they hop this beer is freaking amazing. I thought that Dogfish had it covered. These guys are nuts.
Are they crazy insane?
I think they are, dude.
Well, first brewed in 2002 to celebrate the 15th anniversary of the Pizza Port in Solana? We'll go Solana Beach. Solana Beach. Hop 15 was imagined and designed by Tom Arthur and Jeff Bagby. Hey, see, I can read that one. That's no problem.
Bagby.
It was to be a celebration of 15 years of good beers bring good cheer. That's a good, I like that.
I
good
like that
beer
too,
brings
man.
Good cheer.
Yeah.
So there are 15 different hop varieties that are added to the beer every 15 minutes.
Amazing.
Over the years, Hop 15 has racked up numerous accolades. So I can say accolades, no problem.
Not a boy.
It has won 2 silver medals at the Great American Beer Festival. Good job. It was also named Alpha King in 2004 and received a first place award at the Bistro Double IPA Beer Festival in Hayward, California. Hop 15 remains one of the stickiest, most... I got to move my screen. Hold on. Was that resinous? I can't read that. Resinous beers. I should have read this ahead of time. I suck. We have ever tasted. It's 2-row and English Light Crystal.
But dude, they use 15 different varieties and a strictly don't ask, don't tell policy. Just grab 15 varieties, throw them in every 15 minutes.
I love that.
What are you putting in there? I don't know. It was in the bucket.
The yeast is White Labs, California Ale, and proprietary yeast strains. I can see proprietary, too.
Yeah, you can, dude. What
the hell? Yeast strains. It's not like machinery.
Well, that's a blast from the past, speaking of anniversary shows.
The ABV is 9.7%. Wow.
Yeah.
I am waiting to try this one.
For all the brewers out there, the original gravity of that is 1086, and the terminal gravity or the finishing gravity was 1014.
Now, being a home brewer that you are, would you ever just randomly grab like hops?
Yes.
Really?
I thought about doing that in my next brew because I have a shitload of extra hops from old recipes that are left over. It's going to be a kitchen sink brew.
I think that's fantastic.
Yeah, dude.
That's why I love homebrews.
Exactly.
You can do whatever the hell you want to.
You need to start, Spoon.
I know.
Soon.
Yeah, I know.
Now you have a legacy to pass on.
I do.
As far as homebrewing to your son.
You
man.
Know why? Because when my son's in like grade school and high school or whatever.
Science project for daddy.
He's like, yeah, my dad homebrews. What does your dad do?
That's right. I'm teaching him science.
But, you know what? I thought about that when Lush and I were talking about this the other night, actually.
A lot of homebrewers do that. Do they involve their children and they teach them not so much about, you know, oh, this is beer, it's good, blah, blah, blah. It's the scientific process of
right.
it and the responsibility, you know, connotations to it.
Well, you know what? Down the road, Teaspoon, you're going to hear this. I mean, you're only 9 weeks old right now. But
sorry,
when
Teaspoon.
When you're in high school and stuff, here's what's going to happen to you. You're going to go to a party, and I know you're going to be drinking because it happens. Whatever. I'm not going to be able to stop that. But you're going to be the guy that goes in there, and they're going to give you a can of, like, Bud Light or something, and you're going to go, what is this piss? My dad brews better beer.
Oh, dude, our buddy from Just Harmless from the Brain Gravy
yeah.
podcast, he had mentioned that in chat one night. We were talking about his daughter going to college and going to all the parties and shit. He's, I'm not worried at all.
Wait, that means she's legal.
I've trained her to be a beer snob. So when she goes into these parties and they give her a Bud Light, she's, I'm not drinking that crap because I'm not worried at all.
You know, I really wish that my brother would have let me talk to my niece about stuff like this. And for some reason, drinking
Go ahead and talk
is like
pour this beer.
A faux pas type thing. But she had just started up at a university or a college, whatever, up in the Cleveland area. And... she's been telling me, you know, it's I go to these parties, whatever. I'm like, oh, it's like I wish you knew about good beer. But the flip side of that is you need to taste the bad beer in order to appreciate
the
good
beer.
Because you're going to think every beer tastes like craft beer. And
then you'll know what you're missing.
Someone's going to give you like a Bud Light or a Miller Light or a Coors or whatever, and you're going to be like, what is this shit? But you know what? When you're playing beer pong and doing all your sorority shit, that's what you need, though. You have to be using that crap beer. But you can always say, hey, my Uncle Spoon, he drinks the good shit. So one thing I want to bring up, too, is speaking of my niece being in college and everything, kids who are listening to this show, even if you're 21 or you're under 21, whatever, anything you do and post on the internet is there forever.
Yes.
So if you're at drinking parties, and you post the pictures, they're going to come back to haunt you. You know why? Look at all the Miss Americas that are having shit coming back.
Yeah, whether you think you buried them or deleted them or not, somebody grabbed a hold of them before you did, trust me.
Yeah. And
somebody copied that. Somebody Google image searched it before you even got a hold of it, trust me.
And fortunately for us, when we were in school, people just took pictures, and a lot of them are like disappeared or whatever.
Oh, dude, all the pictures of me growing up, all the dumbass shit I did at parties, my friends have, because it was all their cameras.
Yeah.
I don't have any of them now, which I'm kind of glad. It would be great to revisit, but someone would probably put me in jail today.
Well, see, that's the thing now.
And I don't talk to these people anymore. I haven't talked to them in 20 years. So.
Now when people do this shit, it's on their camera phones. They post it like right away to Facebook, away to Breitkite.
Yeah.
You're screwed.
I guess the only thing I'm worried about is that person going, you know what? Now I have a photo bucket account. I should scan all these old pictures and put them online from the old days.
You know what? Some of my friends have started doing that. And
please don't do that.
Thankfully, nothing really bad turned up yet. I don't think we really did anything bad besides drinking in college.
You don't want to know the pictures that I have, dude.
But there are some parties that I was at where, that stuff would probably get you arrested now.
Yeah. If you guys knew me, if you guys that know me now knew me then, you probably wouldn't have hung out with my ass.
No, you'd be the kid that we make fun of.
Oh, no, you'd be the kid you'd be scared of. Cheers, brother.
Cheers.
Hop 15, Port Brewing. The aroma is pure hops.
Wow, that's straight hops.
Jesus.
Well, I mean, you got 15 different types of hops in there.
That's amazing. I couldn't even afford to do that brew, I don't think, not these days.
All right.
Wow.
Whoa. Whoa.
Oh. Holy citrusy hops. That's amazing.
Speaking as the guy who did the original Dogfish 120 chug of the line, I would say...
That's not quite a 120, dude.
No, but let me tell you,
it's close.
I would not chug one of these. I would do the 120 over and over again compared to this one.
I can see a similarity between the Moylan's Hopsicle, but I think this has a lot more hop profile to it.
Oh, dude.
I would love to get a Hopsicle and this one again and put them side by side because I would love to compare these two right next to each other.
My mouth is starting to pucker.
I am a hop bastard. I love this.
Oh, yeah, being a hophead, I think this is fantastic. But
no, any hophead. Jeffrey T., the hophead.
Oh, Jeffrey T. needs
he
to
would
drink
love this.
He absolutely
I
has
to review
his
shows, man. He's on 150-some or whatever. He might have already did this, but our beer oozes all the hop goodness you would expect to find in a double IPA. In your nose, you will experience a citric hop quality, which is balanced by a slight malt sweetness, which is true. The essence of a great double IPA is hops, and as such, the beer finishes with a pronounced spicy hop bite. I think bite's the correct word.
The only thing I've had that's probably been close to the hoppiness on this besides that hopsicle is also the Imperial Pills from Sam Adams.
Oh, you know what? I'd have to revisit that one. I haven't had it for a while, so compare.
That's what it's reminding me of because I had that at my buddy Griff, his brother's bachelor party. We had some of those. He's like, I saved one of these for you, and we drank it.
It's a great beer.
Oh, my mouth just like, started to suck in. I'm like, that's a freaking hoppy beer there. Oh, this is...
Yeah, they even say, for all of us hopheads, we've decided to brew this beer more than once a year. Look for Hop 15 to make an appearance from time to time when space permits us to brew this, one of our favorite ales.
You know what? When people ask us about our favorite beers and stuff like that, it's always hard to come up with something that we've done on the show. But this is going to stick out.
Oh, yeah,
this
big time. I love beers like this we do on the show. Even that barley one, the ones that just stand out. I mean, I love that. And this is portbrewing.com is the website. They got A- on Beer Advocate overall, which the minus doesn't really mean shit.
There's 452 reviews.
Exactly.
You
dude.
Got a good beer here, fellas. My God.
I think you got a winner, Port. Oh, dude, Spoon, speaking of Port, we have a video to do soon that's related to these guys, do we not? Pizza beer? I think it's same ones. I know there's two pizza beers, I think. Is it Port Brewing?
This one's out of Chicago.
Oh, I apologize.
But it's funny you mentioned that, though. I picked up two bottles of pizza beer from Berg Pizza and Wings out in Bridgeville. Those are our last two bottles.
We're
going to
do a video for that one, though. I don't want to do audio just for that.
No, we're doing video for that one because people want to see our faces on this. We've heard nothing but bad things about it. But I
like weird, dude.
Yeah, I want to try
it. I like weird and different, so I might love it.
So you know what? For you guys, we're going to do a video of drinking the pizza beer, but... Good Lord. Yeah, you know, when I asked the girl,
I'm excited, man.
She was like, you seriously want that? I'm like, yeah, I want two bottles to go. She's like, you got our last two bottles. She's like, you're not going to like it. Because some guy at the bar was drinking one. She's like, he made the worst face ever.
But you got to take it for what it's worth, what it is, you know? I mean, you can't go, oh, this is a beer, let me try it. You know it's a pizza beer. You know it's got oregano and shit in it.
I'm looking forward, you know, it's ahead of time. I'm looking forward to what's going to come from drinking this beer.
No, me too. I'm excited.
And that's why we have to do video, because that's the only way to really, you know, grasp what we're going to be going
right on, dude, yeah. All right, man. Port Brewing, and honestly, A+, man.
Honestly, if our shows weren't taken off with audio, we'd probably do more video, but... You know, when you're working out at the gym or whatever, or you're driving home, you can't watch video.
Right.
Well, you could watch video, but you're going to cause a wreck, and that's just
in the past.
Stupid.
I've personally talked to Spoon, so we need to do maybe less audio, more video, or video only. But our fans have bitched.
Yeah, they want to see some feedback. Videos.
Yeah, they want to see some videos, but they love the audio for the car ride to work or the gym.
You know what really amazed me too is I was going through our website. shouldidrinkthat.com.
And I hope they know that URL by now.
You better know it. Or if you're new, hey, go check it out. I was looking at our videos because I wanted to try to get an idea of, you know, what we've done recently. And you know how long it's been since we've done a gray kangaroo filter?
I know. We need to do another one, brother.
It's been a long time. In fact, it was our anniversary last year. It's already been
a year. Well, let me clarify something. We did do one recently within the last few months. But that one will never see the light of day. Not even in the outtakes, dude.
That's true.
That was a freaking disaster. I don't remember what the hell we filtered. What did we filter?
Scotch, wasn't it?
Oh, that Scottish.
It wasn't Clan MacGregor.
No, it wasn't Clan MacGregor. It was that plaid.
No, it was whiskey. It was a whiskey. I think I'm almost.
I'll revisit that, but yeah, that'll never see the light of day. And don't ask for it because it's not going to happen.
That was during episode 45, Two Chicks, One Pint.
Two Chicks, One Pint.
Yeah, that was just a mess.
Yeah, it was after that show. The girls were great, but no.
Well, you know, I was talking to my brother today, actually, about that, because he was asking me some questions about the show, and I brought that up. I'm like, we did this one show. We got through about three filtrations. I go, and people were just stupid. We were flat-out retarded.
Spoon, you showed up, and we were already...
Yeah, you guys were
kicking the ass, man. So we're waiting on Spoon drinking before the audio show, and then we do that Grey Kangaroo after the audio show. It was a freaking train wreck.
It was, but that was so much fun.
Yeah, it was fun. It was funny, but our fans won't see that. That was funny to us.
That's something that we might have a private viewing for, you know.
Like Beer Wars.
Yeah.
Sell tickets.
Sell $15 tickets to Beer Wars. How about the Beer Wars, too?
You know, dude, a lot of people have bitched, and I understand why. But personally, I thought it was done really, really well.
I enjoyed it.
I'm going to try and get Annette on our show. I don't know if she will.
I sent her a message asking her if she would be on.
I want to talk to her about it in a positive light. I'm not going to bash her on nothing, because I understand. I mean, that's a lot of hours, and, you know, what, 3 years, I think she said, to film that?
2005, I think, was some of the footage.
I mean, people are like, well, didn't you have this brewery in or this one? I mean... Come on, people. You can't have every friggin' brewery in an hour show.
There's like 1,400 craft beer breweries in there.
I guess the only bitch I have was Ben Stein doing the moderating. That was horrific.
He's a mess.
I like that guy. I really do.
Oh, yeah. But for that particular format,
that was not good.
It was not good. And he seemed out of it. He didn't seem like he knew what was going on.
Yeah, they needed somebody in there a little more. You know, I would have rather seen one of the bros from Beer Advocate being the moderator instead of the... One of the panelists.
But you know what? I enjoy it, though. As a documentary, it's a great film. If you're new to craft beer or you've been a longtime fan, check it out. It is really good, and I guess it is going to go to the DVD from what I heard. I don't know if it's official, but...
I can see why people bitch about certain segments of it, but overall, I think it was done well.
Oh, absolutely.
And you can nitpick any friggin' documentary left and right.
Oh, yeah.
You're not the one filming it, you know?
You're not the one that has to do all the editing and everything else.
Yeah. So, you know, I commend her for that. It was done well. I just wish the turnout was better. I was very disappointed in the Pittsburgh area.
18 people, I think, at the one we went to, which was out at the Pittsburgh Mills.
And the other theater was like 50?
I think they had 50, which if you put both together, it's not bad. But
I guess the only highlight more than the movie that night, and Noah was not drinking. Was
someone streaking?
No, I took a chick's bumper off her car on the way home.
I wasn't going to bring that up. Crash Davis over here.
Crash Davis. It was a lane change thing. Looked in the mirrors, blind spot, you know.
Honestly,
I owned up to it. Well, I didn't even know it was my fault, to be honest with you, because she might have been flying around me.
I honestly think it's her fault, but whatever. Insurance companies deal with that.
Yeah, it's okay. But you know, the funniest thing out of the whole thing, and I had to laugh right in front of her, and I didn't mean to, because she was all like timid and a little, nice little girl. She had junior license.
She was hot.
Yeah, she was. Short, nice. But anyway, I digress. What was funny though is I walked out of my truck. I'm like, oh shit, I just hit a car. I walk around. I look at her bumper. It's laying on the freaking pavement. I look at my truck. There's a scratch and a dent about an eighth of an inch deep.
She was driving an Outback, I think.
No, it wasn't an Outback. It was a Subaru Legacy.
Legacy. That's right.
Subaru Legacy.
Yeah, they're all the same.
But yeah, that was our highlight of the evening outside of Beer Wars on the way home.
The only issue I really had with the movie
I destroyed was, something. I was happy.
Is that
as long as she wasn't hurt, I was glad of that.
Oh yeah, she was fine. The only issue I had with the movie was they focused, I thought, too much on Rhonda, which I
I'm glad she was in there.
I'm glad she was, but I thought they spent too much time. I understand, you know, they had to show all the, you know, the turmoil she had to go through to get this business started.
But I guess what she should have still shown, but not so much, is her trying to sell her beer to the big boys, like Bud Miller Coors, because she couldn't get it off the ground herself, and she's trying to, I hate to say this in a negative way, but she was trying to dump it. And make money in selling it to somebody else because she can't sell it herself. And I don't mean to, you know, I guess, what's the word I'm looking for? I don't mean to demean her on her efforts. I know she worked her ass off, and I commend her for that. I don't care what beer it is. It could be Bud Light, Miller, Coors, whatever. If you work that friggin' hard in something you believe in, I respect that, and I love that.
For those of you who don't know, she sells a caffeinated beer.
Yeah. And
we've had it, and we think it sucks balls.
You know, and she was at Three Sons, Dogs, and Suds when I was there. I think, were you there too?
Yeah, I was there. You hit on her.
Yeah, she is hot. So if you're listening to the show.
You're hot.
I know you're married and shit. Kids,
we won't use the words that Sick Puppy used.
Thanks for the memories. That's all I'll say. She's stacked. She's a really nice lady too. Don't get me wrong.
But it's honestly, they called her out for basically she was having a gimmick beer. And you know, I think that's what pissed a lot of people off.
I look at a lot of beers in a positive light at first. I always go on expecting good things. I never go, oh, that's a caffeine beer that's going to suck. You know,
yeah, I'll try.
I try not to anyway.
Oh, we have to be, you know.
Yeah,
partial.
But it was so bad. She was there and I'm like, don't like it.
It tastes like caffeinated Coors Light.
Yeah, a little bit maltier than Coors Light.
It's
kind of
like one of those type caffeinated Guinness. Or not Guinness, sorry, Yingling.
Guinness. Yeah, caffeinated. There we go. Perfect. Caffeinated Yingling Lager. Yep.
So there you go. I mean, that's what we thought.
Don't get
of
me
it.
Wrong. I think she has a huge market in the college crowd.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's just for.
And she works her ass off trying to get it there.
The thing is, for craft beer fans of, you know, for us, for our fans, and for those people new to it, and we don't want gimmicks.
What's his name from BA? Which brother was that? Was on the.
That was Todd.
Todd, yeah. They put a clip of him up there and kind of put him on the spot because they were all sitting at the round table there. And
that was funny.
And he says, it's a fucking gimmick beer. It sucks. And she's sitting right there next to him.
But you know what? We don't want.
But you know what? He spoke the truth. It is.
We don't want gimmick beers. I think that's what turned a lot of people off. Like,
I'm sure he didn't mean
off.
To hurt her or hurt her feelings or whatever, but he was being honest, and I respect that.
And that's the big turnoff is the fact that all of us thought of it as a gimmick beer. So we're like, why are they focusing on a gimmick beer?
Of course, you know the brothers also gave Hurricane like really high scores. Well, it's a matter of opinion, my friends. They give a shit Bud Malt Liquor a really high score.
You don't have to worry about it because they don't listen to podcasts.
Yeah, that's right. They don't.
Or according to the forums, they don't listen to podcasts.
Well, cheers, brother. Let's get back to this beer. What do you think?
Maybe they do now.
You still liking it, man?
I'm loving this.
I'm about halfway through mine.
Oh, I'm loving
and
this.
And, dude, the aroma is hops. The flavor is nothing but hops. This is my kind of beer, brother.
Take a bunch of hops, stick it in your mouth, and go. That's what this is. And it's delicious.
Except for a little more liquid.
Throw some water in there. Not hot water. Not like
trust me,
water.
As a home brewer, when I put hops in my beer in the kettle, I'll sneak like a little taste of it.
Oh, you have to.
It's very dry and nasty, but
looks like rabbit shit.
It does. Well, the pellets do.
Yeah, the pellets do. Not the cones.
Whole hops are beautiful. Speaking of that, dude, I don't mean to get off on a tangent here.
Oh, go for it. We're enjoying this beer.
My Sterling hops that I have grown out my front yard, if you will.
Yeah.
In that whiskey barrel. They were coming up. This is the second year for them. And they were about 3 or 4 inches high. but two stalks were like a foot high. I'm like, yeah, that thing's coming back hardcore, you know? I come home from work, and three of the stalks are chewed off and on the ground, and there's like a hole dug in the pot.
You're kidding me.
I put a rat trap out there. I'm like, I'm going to kill you. But, dude, hops are resilient as hell. Even if that happens, don't give up. Because did you see my hop plant on the way in here at Studio A?
No, I was busy trying not to drop beer.
There's about eight hop shoots that are about 6 or 7 feet high after that.
Damn.
It comes back like a bitch. It's like, fuck you, chipmunk. I'm going to grow. I was happy to see that, man. I really was.
You know what? I could see you being just like Bill Murray in the
Caddyshack. Oh, dude, exactly. Yeah. My hops, like, I'm making a little...
I know you have explosives
plastic,
in this house.
Plastic explosive chipmunk or whatever the hell it was, yeah.
I see Bill Murray because it's not like Dan Aykroyd in the second one.
I don't think anything's going to bother it because I put one of them huge-ass old-school rat traps out there with a piece of celery on it.
Do you know what was in it?
No, but next morning I wake up, the celery is gone, the trap is upside down, hanging off the side of the pot, so something stepped on that sumbitch and set it off, and I hope it scattered enough never to come back.
Maybe you got yourself a coon.
Yeah, probably, man.
Oh, that's funny, though.
Glue traps around, like, 20 feet around the area. Probably get my neighbor's chihuahua stuck in there.
Now, I've known Sick Puppy for about 10 years now, and I have to say that knowing him, he's probably going to have, like, lasers going around the outside of it. And, like, something really lethal just waiting up, like, probably on the top of his house. So as soon as something trips, it's going to, like, shoot a needle.
A shotgun and, like, on a string on the trigger thing, yeah.
Watch, you're going to find, like, it's one of the kids in the neighborhood thinking it's weed.
I don't care. Dumbass. I stopped him, didn't I?
Shouldn't be doing drugs.
That's right. Get off my property, you fat-bearded bitch.
That's fantastic.
That's my second-year hops, dude. First-year hops, you're like, yeah, I hope they grow. Second-year hops, they grew last year. Now I'm going to get some real good cones off of this motherfucker.
Maybe we should Maybe we should do a search for weed and cranberry.
Nice, dude.
And see if anything comes back with, this guy's growing skunky weed.
Idiot.
I don't know what the hell's going on, man.
Cheers, brother. I'm going to finish mine, bro. Yeah.
Well, this is delicious, though. I love this beer.
Now we got to rinse the hops out of these glasses because the next beer is going to be hoppy if we don't. Excellent beer. And I hate to say it again, but Ola, you're the man.
What is our next beer? I got to look at our list here. Oh, yeah. You can't have hops with this next one.
I do have to mention the label real quick about Port Brewing, Hop 15 Ale.
You know, I didn't even look at that thing.
It's a bunch of, like, war bombers, like airplanes, dropping hops instead of bombs. Like, they're dropping hop cones.
Guys in Hawaii, don't get nervous. Sorry. I couldn't resist.
Godzilla!
Wow, that is pretty cool.
And that's cool, yeah. We'll post pictures of that as well.
Would that be the Enola Gay on there?
I'd love to have it on a t-shirt.
That is a pretty cool... Wow, that is really cool.
That'd actually be a kick-ass tattoo as well. But, all right, guys. Finish this awesome beer. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I like the fact that... The print on the side for reading this is a nice, big, bold font.
Yeah.
So that you can read it when you're
I'm
drinking.
I'm glad, though, yeah, because a lot of the beers were squinting trying to read the label because we're too stupid to take some notes.
You know what? Take pride in your labels because these guys absolutely do.
Yeah, they did it right.
Wow, check that
out. They should have put the government warning in, like, two font.
And you know what? It's fitting because that's the port side of a boat.
Kind of exactly.
Yeah, check that out. Spoon's observant for a guy who doesn't like to be on boats.
All right, guys, listen to this little Beer Safari advertisement, if you will. Enjoy it. Enjoy the music. Enjoy the sexy voice.
The smooth, sexy voice.
And we shall return.
It's hard to find a good beer, but one place to go for some great information is beersafari.com. It can help you navigate through the jungle of beer, so check out beersafari.com.
This concludes part one of ShouldIDrinkThat.com's 3-year anniversary show, episode 52. Stay tuned for part two, where you'll hear Sick Puppy say,
"Let's drink more beer." It may be me doing this, because I'm nuts.